Today on an all-new Dr. Phil.
He thinks because he has a job, I should pick up his stuff.
Their husbands don't help with the chores.
You've gotten away with this for 16 years?
Don't blow it for me now.
So what happens when the men...
We're going to send them backstage to clean some dishes and make lunch for their wives.
Have to be Mr. Mom.
Oh, what a train wreck. The baby's head now has mustard on it. Let's do it. If we're going to do something here that matters, then we got to deal with the truth.
Have a good show, everybody. Here we go.
If I can help get this family back on track, are you willing to do that?
Ready, free, take.
This is going to be a changing day in your life. These three men are wanted, not by the FBI or police, but their wives, because they say they're notorious for escaping household duties like laundry, dirty dishes, taking out the trash. They're on the loose, and they are wanted for chores. Now, we're going to look into why this is a weekly argument with most every couple. Now, Cam is a stay-at-home mom. She says she always knows how to find her husband of 4 years because Kyle leaves a trail of clothing or crumbs. Take a look.
One of my biggest problems with my husband is I couldn't pay him money to clean up.
My wife calls me a slob all the time.
I'm pretty sure if you typed in slob on the internet, his picture, it's very possible it could pop up.
She nitpicks about my sock being here or my shoe being over there.
I'm like, I don't want to nag. I just want you to do common sense things.
I'm a guy. I'm guilty of it sometimes.
Me and my husband argue a lot about chores because my husband is a chauvinistic pig, and he feels like this whole feminist movement ruined marriage.
I'm very traditional. Man goes out, makes the money, brings home the bacon. The wife can work if she wants to, but the wife pretty much handles the things at home.
Cleaning is women's work, cooking is women's work, dealing with children is women's work.
Bought her a $1,500 vacuum that she does not use more than maybe once a week.
Who vacuums more than once a week? And if you would eat at our dining table, I wouldn't have to vacuum.
If you buy a $1,500 vacuum, you should use that vacuum every day for everything. I don't care. Vacuum the grass outside.
Whenever I leave the house, I feel like I'm being harassed. It can be an hour, and he's texting how much longer. I'm like, I just left.
If Camp and I swap roles, I think that he and I would be just fine.
Well, I would love to help you, but I don't see the problem. I'm just kidding. You think I should recuse myself?
Absolutely. Because you're a man, you don't understand how hard it is to stay at home.
So, do you think he's lazy?
Absolutely. Outside of his career, he works very hard at work, but at home, absolutely.
Unbelievable, right?
That's not unbelievable. All I want him to do is pick up after yourself. Don't leave the butter on the kitchen counter. Put it back in the refrigerator.
Now, how long y'all been married?
4 years.
Have you tried to train him?
Absolutely, and clearly I need assistance because it's not working.
All right, now, how long did you know him before you got married?
Two years.
Did you have any clue then? Was he like Mr. Clean before you got married?
Absolutely.
No.
Yes, you were.
No.
Oh, so this was bait and switch.
Exactly. The day we said, I do, a couple of days later, he's like, well, it's woman's work now. You're my wife.
Once they lock you in, then they try to change everything up on you.
Well, now, wait, okay. All right. But was this bait and switch? Did you come across as like Mr. Dialed In, Mr. Clean, and then once you got the papers on her,
that's why
you said, hey, that's woman's work,
absolutely.
Go do it?
No.
Did he bait and switch you?
He baited me and switched it so quick.
No. This is why I'm confused. I never was that cleanly. I don't consider myself a slob.
Yourself. You are a slob.
Why should I?
I just had to pick up after him when we got here.
Once you got here?
Once we got here.
What do you mean? Where?
He had to change his clothes, and it's a trail from the door to the bathroom.
In the hotel room?
Yes.
I could have gotten it after the show, no problem. But
why would you just put it up?
Women want you to do it when they say do it. And if you don't do it then you're
should.
In trouble.
Why not?
Because I'm an adult, too,
and
I should be able to pick when I...
I'm in charge of the household, correct?
Yes.
So then shouldn't I make the household rules?
Only, yeah, of course, the women are... clap, of course.
So what happens if you just leave it there?
Have
you ever done that? Have you just said, you know what?
I have silent protests, as I like to call them, and it does not bother him one bit.
But see, let me tell you something about men. You said I'm a guy, so I can give you, I'm be your friend at the factory here.
Okay.
Because if you have a guy that doesn't pick stuff up, just drops his clothes everywhere, mm-hmm. if you leave him there long enough, then he'll come to you like on a Wednesday morning racing around for work and say, where's my underwear? The drawer's empty. You could say, well, you know what? It's right where you left it.
And that's what I do.
It's in there in the middle of the hallway outside the bathroom. You go in there
and
put it
on. It's usually in our living room because I don't care how our room looks, but he gets undressed in the living room.
After, you drop after your underwear in the living room?
No.
That's the only thing he keeps on.
I'll take a sport coat off or maybe a shirt, and I'll leave it in the living room. But you can relate to me with this. You work hard, right? Every day.
Well, thank
so,
you.
So, you got a great TV show.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing really well. Shouldn't you be able to come home and relax? Why should I have to work at work and then come home and work?
It's not work it to
put
your
shoes in the room. Did you ever
offer
she doesn't like the way you do it?
I've offered to work at the house several times.
Because he doesn't clean.
And
he
mind
organizes
you,
mess.
And this is what happens, too. She won't even let me go. Mind you, I do all of the yard work. Occasionally, I'll cook her a really nice dinner.
And leaves the kitchen like you wouldn't believe.
I wake up. I do. See, no matter what I do, it's never good enough. Yeah, I'll cook
see,
and I'll
there
clean.
You go.
Thank you. You can
and
clap
sometimes
to that.
They don't. There were two people. Don't get excited.
Thank you. See?
Last night, Robin and I are in bed. I pick up the remote.
Uh-huh.
The battery goes dead. I said, okay, I'll go. You want me to go? I'll go get some battery. I'll go downstairs and get some batteries. She laughed at me.
I said, you can't even look at me when you say that because you know you're not going down there. You know I'm going.
Exactly.
I said, look at me.
That's
he couldn't look offered, at me. And then he finally just kind of fell.
I offered to go down there, did I not?
You offered, like, I'll go.
Yeah.
And then I said, can you even look at me when you say it because you know you don't mean it.
Exactly.
But you get
and
no
I
credit.
Went. I went
you
and got
get
him.
No credit for offering.
I offered.
Because it's just batteries.
It's the remote.
It's so hard to get batteries.
Oh, by the time she got back up there, I was in withdrawal. I was shaking.
Right,
now, Cam says the only time she can escape her household duties is for choir practice or getting her nails done. And even then, after just a couple of short hours, he calls asking, where are you? Now, our cameras caught this on tape. Take a look.
How long are you going to be gone?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I am headed to my church so that I can work on a couple of marketing pieces. My husband is in charge of our lovely 3-year-old. Plus, he has a couple of chores to do. I'll give him about an hour and a half max. He's gonna call to see where I'm at. He's not gonna last very long at all.
So I can't just enjoy the game, huh?
Nope.
So this is the official color? Yep. Hello?
You expected me to wake straight up
and clean the laundry room.
You tell me I'm supposed to get everything done while he's sleeping?
Yeah, because it's your job.
Because it's my job. Right.
Dad's gonna do it. Stop tripping.
Thank you, man.
I just want to see what gets done by the time I get home.
That's all.
So, chop chop.
Come on, buddy. We eating oatmeal.
I don't like oatmeal.
Don't tell me.
Ooh. First down, baby. Let's go. When you get done, bring me a bowl and show it to me, okay?
Tommy! Are you serious?
We were playing.
You didn't do anything.
I'm gonna do the laundry room back there.
I'm in the middle of a play.
I was playing one game.
What did you guys do today?
Nothing.
Nothing?
But I...
See, the problem with kids is they don't know what to lie about. He would probably cover you if he could, but now she says you don't. It's just that you don't pick up, or that you don't help around there. You actually add to the problem. right?
Absolutely. Did you see? All it was his stuff. My three-year-old picks up more than him.
I don't understand. How am I adding to the problem when we wouldn't even have a house for us
here
to throw
this
clothes
is, oh
on the
God.
Floor in if
he
I wasn't
thinks
being
because
the
he has a job, I should jump for joy and pick
no,
up his stuff. I'm
but
not.
But she nitpicks
you would
me
have a job
over the smallest things:
single.
A sock here, I left a dirty dish out here. She accentuates
no, not
all
out
of
here,
the negative small
in our
things.
Room.
But the big picture and the big thing that I do is provide.
And that's it?
For us and the family.
That's
and
enough.
She doesn't care anything about
that's
that.
That's enough.
I'll but hear
isn't
about
your,
a sock
all. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Absolutely. I'm
he
very
wants
traditional.
Credit right. for that.
What I'm supposed to do, I think there are certain roles within a household since I'm bringing home the bacon.
I should
her,
be barefoot,
her work, her job
cooking
is
it.
At home. My job is outside of the home, so she handles responsibilities.
Well, it looks
at
to
home.
Me like if you brought home the bacon, you'd just throw it in the floor. Anyway, so all right, wait a minute.
Exactly.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to meet a therapist who says she has trouble diagnosing her own husband of 16 years. She can't figure out why he won't help out with the chores. We'll add them to this conversation when we come back.
When I ask Mike to do something on the inside, he right away pulls the outdoors chores card.
I take care of the pool, maintain the vehicles, oil changes.
My domestic chores include making dinner, making lunch for the kids, washing the clothes, helping homework, change all her diapers. I vacuum, dust, clean the bathtub,
clean the toilet,
I clean the ceiling fans,
I clean the TV,
I take out the garbage.
Monday on an all-new Dr. Phil. What would cause these sisters...
You tried to shove her out a window.
...to treat their mother this way?
I've been there for you when
oh,
you
please
needed
don't act
me.
Like this is like Mother of the Year for you.
Painful memories are exposed.
A family friend touched me in inappropriate places.
I don't believe it was as bad as what she's saying.
Your daughter was molested, and your response was to debate the details.
That's Monday.
Today we're talking about chore wars, which is the oldest battle fought among couples. Now, Mike and Bridget have been married for 16 years. Okay, now Cam and Kyle, 4 years. This couple, four times that much. They both have jobs outside the home. They have three children under the age of 10. Mike says that because she refuses to do chores on the outside of the home, he said, I'm not going to do any on the inside. Take a look.
When you start bringing in the same amount of money that I do, then it would be fair for me to do the same amount of chores in the house that you do.
I absolutely feel like I work a double shift. I am a therapist outside of the house, and then I come home and work another shift.
The division of labor between Bridget and I is more balanced than she sees it.
My domestic chores include making dinner, making lunch for the kids, washing the clothes, helping with homework, get Allie up in the morning, I change all her diapers,
I vacuum, dust,
clean the bathtub,
I clean the toilets,
I clean the ceiling fans,
I clean the TV,
I take out the garbage.
Bridget may ask me to take out the trash. She wants it done within the next 30 seconds. In my mind, I'm thinking it's fourth quarter of the game on Saturday, trash truck doesn't get here till Tuesday, I'm good for a while.
When I ask Mike to do something on the inside, he right away pulls the outdoors chores card.
I take care of the pool, maintain the vehicles, oil changes, that type of thing. That's all work that I do.
Dishes are daily. I have to do the dishes every day.
Van invented the double-sided sink so that we had a place to put the dirty dishes until they were ready to go into the dishwasher.
So when I come home from traveling and the kids are disheveled, the beds aren't made, there's cat hair all over the place, cat hasn't been fed, and I confront Mike about this.
From my perspective, as long as the kids are still alive and the house hasn't burned down, we're pretty good.
Okay. Look, I want to give you guys some cover, but come on. I mean, we are in a room full of women here. There's a lot of women in here. You got to get out alive. What do you mean? What do you mean when you start making as much money as I do, then we'll split the chores?
Now, let's start there, Dr. Phil. I think we need to be clear. I work 50, 60 hours a week. She does work, but it's a part-time job. Maybe an hour a day outside the home. Yes, she works hard in the home.
It's not an hour.
But not as much out of the home as I do.
So you work 5 hours a week?
No, not at all, no. Just because I don't get paid for a lot of what I do, I work probably, I'd say 30 to 40 hours a week.
Not outside the home?
Yes,
taking
outside,
care of kids?
Yes.
Okay, do you, oh, what, how do you, so you've gotten away with this for 16 years?
Don't blow it for me now.
Yeah, well, I'm trying. And listen, these two were up here. You're thick as thieves with him,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
They're all high-fiving each other. I don't think
Game's
so.
Later today.
Yeah. So what do you do this every day? Everything we just saw there, what's he doing while you're doing that?
Working.
oh, I saw you home. You didn't look like you're working to me. When it are
right,
you up working
right.
while he's watching TV or something?
Yeah, you know, I do that every day, all of that stuff. I like it neat. And with kids and cats and people, you have to stay on top of it.
So
and
your chores are daily?
Absolutely.
Your
yeah.
chores are weekly or monthly? Because like, you're like changing the oil. We got a video yeah. of you changing
every six
the oil.
Months.
Like you do
yeah.
that every day.
yeah. I like a clean car.
Yeah, you like your oil to be fresh.
Does the carpet need to be vacuumed every single day?
Yes, when you have three toddlers? Are you kidding me?
You've got kids and a cat?
Exactly.
Cats shed.
Yes, and it's a black cat. It sheds.
Yeah.
And then.
No, I have a solution for that.
No. And then when
cat
you...
goes right outside.
It's well, then it's yours, right? And then you have to do the cat box of food. No, and when they eat, you know, while they're watching football, everything's dribbling, and we've got chips on the ground, and the beer glass bottle stays there forever.
Do you change
it
diapers?
Doesn't get taken care... No, never.
I have.
Three.
I have.
We have three kids. I think you've done three.
What do you do when you smell? What do you do when you smell a dirty diaper?
Well, if she's not going to be home for a while, I'll go ahead and put my shirt over my mouth and and get it taken care of. But, you know, if it's 10,
15
minutes...
Yeah, but you ignore them too, don't you?
I'll maybe not pay attention to it, yeah.
Right, now, what do you mean when you say he moves the trash closer to the door?
Well, I was begging him to empty the trash. I empty the trash daily, especially the kitchen trash, right? And it smells. So I emptied it, and you have to go all the way around the house to the big trash cans, and I just don't have time to do that. So, I asked him, can you please empty the trash, just the kitchen one, just take over that chore. I would be so appreciative. So what does he do? He gets the big trash can, brings it around, so it's right outside the kitchen door now, so I can put it in there. I'm like, that is not what I was thinking.
Not a bad idea.
No.
I mean, bring that
really well.
Well, I mean, you bring it closer, you're eliminating steps, whichever one of you has to do it. I saw a study one time where they were asking women what they consider sexy. And the whole idea was, is it flowers, is it candy, is it this or it's that? And what women said they consider sexy was if their husband did something to lighten their load,
Absolutely.
Did something to take it off of,
Amen.
Like did the dishes
yes.
or cleaned the oven
yes.
or whatever, and that like really puts them in the mood. Have you ever thought about that?
I have thought about that, but who's going to lighten our load?
Nobody
comes to work. Nobody comes to work with us
you
to help us with our work.
You have 2 days off of work. I have to work 7 days, and if I don't work 7 days, nothing gets done.
And we don't have hours.
But
right.
you can take breaks whenever you want. But you can take breaks when you choose to.
It'll still be there the third day.
If you want to take an hour nap here or there throughout the day,
you can do it. Right, how do you take a nap?
If we take a nap on our job, what happens?
We get fired.
But you get 2 days.
If we take a nap on our job,
you just said that she's got...
CPS.
But she said she's got these three kids under 10. You said take a nap during the day. Do you know that research shows that a toddler has to have their mother's undivided attention
Thank
every
you.
4 minutes during the day?
Thank you.
Now educate think about
them.
That.
Absolutely.
So they're going to take a 3-minute, 50-second nap.
They can put the youngsters to bed
he
as well.
He says force can, my son
yeah,
to take a nap.
In here. We've
and
got
be
three
creative.
Kids.
Yeah.
Two of them are in school 6-8 hours a day, and Allie takes a 2-hour nap every day.
She does not take a 2 hour. She maybe an hour
she
and a half.
She does when I watch
do,
her.
Then I have to. That's when I do the dishes and the cleaning and the laundry.
Right. That's
all
when
that.
You take
She's
time.
Probably weak from hunger when you're watching. You said you don't even feed the cat.
No, that poor cat.
All
when
right.
I go
our next couple has been married for 39 years. 4 years, 16 years, 39 years, and sadly, after 39 years, it hadn't changed one whit. The wife says if she doesn't make dinner, they just don't eat. We'll be right back.
For 39 years, I have done everything. I have cooked. I have cleaned. You know where he was? Sitting on the couch.
Okay, so you think things have changed since the 1950s? Well, maybe not as much as you would think. A recent report says women still do almost twice as many household chores, even when both work outside the home. Now, my next couple has been married for 39 years. Debbie says this age-old problem with her husband, Rick, has them bickering every day like an old I Love Lucy episode. Take a look.
Debbie!
For 39 years that my husband and I have been married, I have done everything. I have cooked. I have cleaned. I have coached my children's ball team. You know where he was? Sitting on the couch with his feet up.
That is absolutely correct. Debbie does do at least 95% of the work.
Rick never volunteers to do chores. It's always me asking him. Remember the other day I asked you very kindly if you would wind this up and put it in here?
I do not volunteer to help with the chores. I have to be forced by her. I'm the first one to say I'm lazy.
Throughout the years, I've built decks, fences, torn off the front porch and the back porch.
She's very mechanical, where I really lack in the mechanical aptitude.
I run the power tools. They're mine. He has no idea how to use them. He would cut his toes off.
She bugs me. I get discouraged and don't do what I'm supposed to do.
I really think Rick thinks I'm his mother, but I'm not.
Right. Now, you ladies get this is your future, right? I mean, seriously, that's Kyle walking around out in the backyard acting like he doesn't know what grass is.
Uh-huh.
All right, so how do you get away with this, Rick?
Well, most of the time, I just kind of ignore, you know, she'll say.
All the time.
Does he do anything to help?
Well, he doesn't do that much. He does take the garbage out, and he puts the garbage out front. He takes the car down, the vehicles down to get serviced. But he doesn't service them. You service them. He doesn't. He just takes them to be serviced.
I wouldn't know what to
and
do.
Then he gets to chit-chat. And hours later,
by the way, he pulls the dipstick twice a year.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
I mean, come on. I mean, you got to give me something to work with here, guys. So why do you let him get away with this, seriously, for 39 years?
Trust me, his clothes have been on the front porch quite a few times.
So you put him out there.
Oh, yeah.
And he just comes back in?
It gets really, yeah, he puts him back.
Oh, the door has been locked on me more than once.
She has locked you out.
Locked me out.
So how many times a day do you get mad?
every hour on the hour. Every hour on the hour.
So for 39 years, you've been getting mad 10 times a day.
I'll tell you, and it gets very stressful, and I can feel it right here, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, and you've locked him out of the house. He's sitting in a van. Mm-hmm.
He won't go far. He keeps saying, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. And I said, War of the Roses, I'll cut this house right down the middle. I know how to operate those saws.
Well, all right, next, a honey-do list for these husbands. We're going to send them backstage right now to do the number one thing their wives want most. That is, clean some dishes. Plus, they're going to make their wives lunch. We're sending you guys back right now. You only have 10 minutes. All three of you guys go right down the aisle, right down there. All right, watch your step, Rick. All right, we'll be right back.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street. Essential television.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Closed captioning provided by...
All right, piece of cake, no problem. Egg. I need something to blend with. Perfect. God, that is nasty, Doctor. I can't believe it winds up being a cake. Blend at low speed. Oh, whoa. We are cooking cake. We're gonna put a lot of icing on here. I'm gonna need some more frosting. This is where you do the fine work. Bananas. I'm gonna decorate it. You have a Dr. Phil original.
In my defense, that was a setup because nowhere on the recipe did it say you need to let the cake cool
before
you
put.
What do you mean you just know that?
It's common sense.
You just know. Why would you take a hot cake and just try to dump it?
It has to cool.
Well, haven't you eaten warm cake before? I've been to restaurants. They say, would you like a warm piece of cake? Sure.
So I thought. Do you think they just popped it and iced it hot? They don't do that.
Well, apparently not.
No, I know.
It didn't work for me.
Dr. Phil, if Rick even attempted that, I would be so happy. He won't attempt anything.
Well, that cake ate pretty good. It just didn't look very good.
Right.
But it actually ate pretty good. Do you think I help around the house?
No, I don't. I'm sorry, but you do not help around the house. And that's okay, because you really don't know how to do anything around the house. You don't know how. You could not have gone down and gotten those batteries last night, because you don't even know where we keep them.
We sent three husbands backstage to do some chores. They have now less than 10 minutes to clean the kitchen and make lunch for their wives. Let's check in on them and see how they're doing.
Mike and Rick, make your wife lunch. Clean all the dishes. You have 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Get going, guys.
Hey. Yeah, by golly, that did set.
So, is that Rick doing dishes?
Hey, that's me. I'm Rick.
Dr. Phil, the men are in here. Come on in.
Yeah, you ought to see the muscles left.
We're handling it with no problems.
You're not doing anything.
Right, you're just loading a
dishwasher. We are making lunch. You better be careful.
You're not even rinsing at all.
We can't get credit for what we're doing. This is a good job.
You got to rinse that.
Y'all are moving so slow.
See? They critique everything we do. Nothing's good enough.
Because you're not doing anything.
I think your husband's a supervisor. He's apparently apparently in management. So we'll check back with you guys again in a few minutes.
Right,
they gotta do those dishes and they gotta. Yeah, okay. I mean, seriously, do you have no ability to get him to change what he's doing?
Well, I go on silent protest in hopes that the mess he makes will drive him crazy. Like, I'll refuse to wash his dishes. I'll clean up after me and my son.
See, let me tell you about men. Men are hedonistic, okay? We seek pleasure and avoid pain, okay? So if you can do something that is contingent, and I'm not saying this tit for tat, but if you can do something where he realizes if he does this, his life gets a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that?
You try, but it doesn't work. My husband,
I try to say, oh, I appreciate you for cleaning up. Thank you. I shouldn't have to do a woman's work.
Yeah, but see,
work.
Men want to know what's in it for them. Men want to know what's in this for me. Why should I do this?
Why? He lives there.
But you understand, that's right. He already lives there. He's comfortable. It's his cave. Doesn't matter. He'll step over laundry.
They get to get us off their back, too. I mean, right. That's a reward in itself.
You don't get off his back no matter what.
No. Hey,
you were dogging on me about not making a cake. I want to give you hell about nagging all the time. Okay, now, just to make sure that things are a little more realistic back there, we want to add another element to these men. So can we do that right now? Let's step in. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, this is it.
That's awesome.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, that diaper's dirty.
No dirty diapers.
We got to stop now for a few minutes to take care of the children.
No, there's no stopping. That's what hips are for.
The clock.
How easy this is.
Look how easy this is for me after 30 years.
All right, guys,
years.
Let me tell you, the clock is ticking. Your wives are hungry.
We're good. We got food.
You guys stole a good job.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, now don't
you're
put...
You're not even holding the baby.
Is that a... Yeah. Is that a garbage?
I think it is. This is the garbage disposal.
She's good?
Yeah. Yes, she's good. That was a garbage disposal.
Shh.
Okay.
Shh. At least he acknowledged that the baby's head now has
mustard on it, and it's screwed in a little bit tighter.
The neck is broken, and it can breathe. Oh, he's just...
All right, now,
seriously,
but seriously, if you want your... Oh, my.
This is why I did everything with the kids. I'm so glad. And they're grown. Where's your husband's baby?
He's holding it, but he's not doing anything.
I would give anything right now if that baby would roll off that cabinet.
Exactly.
All right.
What are we doing? What do we need?
That's probably what's wrong with our children.
Oh, what a train wreck. What a train wreck. All right, next we're going to bring the husbands back out here and see how they did with their honey-do list of chores. Did they make a lunch? Did they get it clean? And will the baby survive? One of them's got their head screwed on a little tighter, so we'll check on that. We'll be right back.
Monday on an all-new Dr. Phil. What would cause these sisters...
You tried to shove her out a window.
...to treat their mother this way?
I've been there for you when you
needed
me.
Please don't act like this is like Mother of the Year for you.
That's Monday.
Closed captioning provided by... We've been talking about the battle over the chores. It's a problem most couples argue about every week, and that's what the lawyers tell us at the divorce court. Now, we're going to have the husbands come back out on stage. We'll see the lunch they made for their wives. So, husbands, stop work and come out.
What do you mean? They don't listen.
All right, husbands, to the stage. Bring your lunch. Because your wives are going to eat your lunch.
Get your baby. Get your baby.
Wait, I almost left the baby.
Oh, see, my husband's listening.
Come on, baby. That I don't know.
Just wait there.
All right, let's go.
Oh, wait.
All right.
Go ahead. Grab my drink.
All right, here they come. I am really, really anxious to have a look at this lunch. All right, let's bring the husbands back out.
He's got the lunch, I got the baby.
Yeah, he keeps the food, you get the baby.
What happened?
She's so good at making them stop crying.
Yeah. There is a way to make them stop crying. There's a key.
Okay.
You can turn the key. All right. Oh. There you go.
All right, I'll take her back.
Do you know how to do that?
There you go.
Well, wouldn't it be nice if you could actually do that? Okay, now, what do you guys think? Do you think they have legitimate requests for y'all to help more?
I think that their requests are legitimate as far as picking up what we mess up if we leave some stuff behind.
Uh-huh.
As far
that's as progress.
I guess that is some progress. But as far as taking over a lot more of the household duties, my situation is a little bit different because my wife is at home.
And he thinks I do nothing.
All the time. So you have to contribute to the household in some kind of way.
Yeah, but you know,
that
I
contribute.
I just have to ask you though, how's that working for you?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. I think it could work. It could be better.
Yeah, it could be better. Look.
Okay.
All right.
The fast learner.
See, he.
See?
He is trainable.
Absolutely.
He is trainable. But look, here's the thing that I want all couples to know. We've been having some fun with this and laughing at you guys. Trust me, we've been laughing at you, not with you. but I really want people to understand that relationships truly are negotiated. And the negotiation window never closes. And if you're not willing to negotiate, it can really start costing you big time. Because resentment builds up, doesn't it? I mean, you get to where it's like, oh, come on. So you got to be willing to negotiate and come up with a division of labor that everybody can live with. And you don't want to mow the yard, do you?
I will, if that will prove
to aren't you okay for the guys to do the outdoor stuff?
Why don't we just get a yard? I asked for a housekeeper once a week, and he was like, why would I pay a housekeeper when you're at home? It's
why would I go and pay for a housekeeper when my wife is at home all day?
You need to really stop talking. You couldn't dig a hole any faster if we brought you a backhoe out here. Why do you do that? You do that because, number one, what is your greatest asset in life? Is it not your children?
Family.
And of course, and so what you do is you these are the managers, the shapers, the guiders of the most precious things in the world to you. What would it cost to try to hire somebody that would do this with love, attention, never get tired, never miss a day, never not show up? What would it cost to hire somebody to do that? I can tell you, in this day and time, it would be a ton of money, my friend. And because you can't buy commitment. They have to really feel this. So they're doing extremely important things here. They really are. And so why would you do it? You would do it because you want to make their lives better. You want them to go to bed at night saying, you know what? He loves me enough to do something really sweet for me.
It's annoying, huh?
And when that happens, because see, she can't do that during the day.
No, I know.
There's no key in that
exactly.
Lady's back. So you said, why do you do it? You do it because it is an acknowledgement of who they are, what they contribute, and it says, hey, I get it. I really, really get it. And you don't want to be made to do it. You should do that because you want to do that. All right, got to take a break. Next, I'm going to share the simplest way to avoid argument over chores. We'll be right back. It could be down the street, around the corner, or in the workplace. Hunger in America is everywhere as 1 in 6 people struggle daily to put food on the table. You can help end this problem by donating to Feeding America. Just go to drphil.com to give whatever amount you can, because I promise you, a little goes a long, long way. Hey audience, do we have a great time here in studio? Los Angeles area, come join Robin and me in the studio audience.
Tickets are free, so just go to drphil.com and click on Be in the Audience.
Or you can call 323-461-PHIL. That's 323-461-7445. all know the expression that if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. I've got three guys up here that maybe haven't broken the code on that yet. Well, we put that to the test. We had a couple pretend to be parents of a pretend baby go out shopping, and the mom's hands were full. The dads were not. Let's see how people reacted. Take a look.
Tom, I need your help. Tom. And she's clearly with the baby, holding the bags. I mean, she just wants a little help from him. And he's absorbed completely in what he has on his phone.
I need you to help me carry some of the stuff. Look, I'm getting marks in my arms. I'm trying to feed the kid.
He could have obviously been helping out more, holding the bag. You know, if it was a really urgent situation, he probably could have postponed the phone call.
Really?
Seeing the couple bickering was something that I see a lot. The guy being distracted and the girl kind of like carrying a lot of things.
I always take care of everything.
I thought it was disgusting. I thought the guy was a jerk. He was on the phone. I had an inclination to go and just take the phone out of his hand.
Maybe he pays the bill.
Dr. Chloe Bird is a senior psychologist at the RAND Corporation, and she has spent years studying gender differences, and she's here today. So, Dr. Bird, tell me this. Does your research show that there are gender-specific jobs and tasks, and is that a healthy thing?
There aren't gender-specific jobs and tasks. There aren't any, at least biologically, there are not any differences in the ability to do any of the household chores, or, other than breastfeeding. Breastfeeding, you definitely have a clear right. A clear advantage. But it's learned. It's cultural. It's social.
You talk about something called invisible work, and I think that's a really important thing for these guys. Talk about what you mean by that.
Well, part of it is what you see, what you do. You see what happens in front of you in terms of things getting done, but you don't see what it takes when you're not there. You don't see how many times it got cleaned up. You get a better feel for it when you're in the kitchen, as you were here on the show, trying to handle all of it. But you need to be able to appreciate and communicate and find out how much work is it for somebody who's paying the bills? What does it take? How much work is it when you're handling the taking the car in a couple of times a year or changing the oil?
And do you get acknowledgement from your husband for the things you do?
I'm sure once in a while, perhaps.
Occasionally?
Nothing that I recall.
Because that's the invisible work. They don't see it.
Yeah.
And so do you get acknowledgement for how hard you work?
Every now and then. It's not often. It don't look like you do every day, because he does not.
I try to encourage her. I always try to make sure.
Only when I'm frustrated, like if I'm having a bad day and I don't feel like it, then he makes sure to
tell me. So you get hot, then he'll say, hey, you're doing a good job. Do you ever get acknowledgement? No.
Never. Okay, never.
I think it's important for people to hear that even though you don't see it, you get what's happened.
Oh, it makes a huge difference, acknowledging what somebody's contribution is. That's part of playing like you're on the same team. Making a win-win situation.
Yeah. Well, despite the complaints, it's obvious that Cam, Bridget, and Debbie really all do love their husbands. It hasn't gotten to the point of chasing them away yet. Well, occasionally. And on behalf of the men and fathers, sometimes we just don't remember to say thank you. I'd get it. And so I'd like to give each of our women a $500 Spa Finder gift certificate today. For our viewers at home, log on to drphil.com. Take our chore personality quiz, and you'll be automatically entered into the Spa Finder gift certificate as well. We'll be right back. Closed captioning provided by... like to purchase a DVD or transcript of your favorite Dr. Phil show, please log on to drphil.com or call 866-4-DR-PHIL. That's 866-437-7445. 866-437-7445. I want to thank all of my guests and my studio audience here today, and also thanks to senior sociologist at RAND, Dr. Chloe Bird, and spafinder.com. Go to drphil.com and you can take our personality quiz. In fact, our couples took the quiz before the show, and Debbie and Rick were total opposites. Debbie scored very high on self-efficacy versus Rick, who scored very low. which means Debbie completes her task successfully. Rick does not. So, surprise, surprise. We'll see you next time. Thanks. I want to thank all of my guests and my studio audience here today, and also thanks to senior sociologist at RAND, Dr. Chloe Bird, and SpaFinder.com. Go to DrPhil.com and you can take our personality quiz. In fact, our couples took the quiz before the show, and Debbie and Rick were total opposites. Debbie scored very high on self-efficacy versus Rick, who scored very low, which means Debbie completes her task successfully, Rick does not. So, surprise, surprise. We'll see you next time. Thanks.